Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
And that's part of an ongoing thing that God wants us to do it, and it's better and wiser for us to do it corporately together than doing it too much of this. There is a paradigm shift that some of us were defined, and we got wonderful outpouring. It was wonderful. But in a time what we call the charismatic era, but part of it was more from an independent spirit of individuals. And now it's the mantle is expanding to include nations, to include all tribes and races. And therefore, the glory is coming together for us to keep united, to keep together. And because the authority is increasing, it is not in a small way, but God wants to give his church and give you, all of us, you know, bigger things than what we envision. Our definition has been according to our resources, and God says, I'm changing it to give you a bigger definition of thinking in terms of great regions. And so authority is coming for us to bind the demonic kings. And so we praise the Lord, even as we sing unto the Lord tonight the new song. Even as Israel is blessed and the children of Zion are joyful in their king, and they praise his name in the dance and in the song, that God beautifies his bride with fresh garlands of salvation. And that as the saints are joyful in glory, they go to the next level of glory. And as God fills their mouth with high praises, not just simply praises, but the high praises that go to the heights of heights, that he is giving us the ability to bind these demonic principalities with chains. And these principalities in the high places with fetters of iron. This is so for America. This is so for the nations. We speak that grace and that blessing for nations like India, for Brazil, for other nations, key regions that are territorial regions being opened by the Lord and his glory. So we have to not only maintain, but get to the next place and higher place. And there will be, and I'm speaking, new resources and new openness of blessings for your provision supernaturally for you in your families, as estates. God wants to do that bigger than we thought. Amen. Say, bigger than I thought. Amen. So, wow. Glory to God. For you, I want us to receive that as families. For us, for our children, it's the next level. And it's not just praises, but high praises. So, amen. And I want us to look in that Quincy. I never thought I would, and it reminded me of several, as you know, some of you, I love movies, and we were brought up on John Wayne movies or Clint Eastwood movies, and all. And they had to do a lot with making peace with the different tribes and all that. And as Clint Eastwood becomes a blood brother, or John Wayne, and I could quote different, but as Quincy put that blanket, I just felt that this is a type that the Lord is putting mantles because of reconciliation and the bringing together of tribes and nations and languages and peoples. We got a blessing that as Quincy was speaking his blessing over us, over the blanket, over the Lakota special birthday blessing over Bonnie, that there was something of what we had, something that we need to lay hold of prophetically that was happening, and don't let it go. Don't let it become, maximize it in our spirit and receive the blessing that there will be revival. Amen. And that we ahead of time, you know, just out of the quickening of what God said to us in a moment, but I didn't realize the scope of it, but this fellowship, for like this winter, Quincy was telling us when we had took him out for the first night he flew in, of the different families that had very poor, some of them old, who didn't have heat until this fellowship put its resources together and say, hey, we want to bless you. And here is, and we have financed the heat for many, many families this winter. And that was just our seed. And we didn't expect much, but God is watching. And he wants to quicken a blessing over the seeds that we cannot do it. Often we have done, taken things individually. Of course, it's individuals, but bringing the resources together in the household of us so we can do even bigger things. And the seed multiplies. And then the blessing is for, don't miss the blessing. Tell your neighbor, don't miss the blessing. Because the king is passing by, and hey, he's showering our children with extra promotion and favor. Just take it. Take it by faith. So, as this did so, and even for the nation, see, we are, as these little signals, for me, the Lord is part of the thing that he's teaching is don't miss the signals and prophesy over these little signals and let the Spirit hover over it and let it be multiplied. For example, the president, I think over the last couple of days or something, he is signing something that has been blocked, that the pipeline, where is it? Keystone XL pipeline that has been really was held back. And it was, say, give it, if I want to give it my definition. I don't want this CNN to give its definition, because I'm going to key it in for it in a proper interpretation so God gets the glory. But where the enemy tries to prevent something, I don't want to get into political stuff right now. I want to say the spiritual principles that thousands of jobs for people who really would become good stewards in America, Americans who needed jobs, were looking for jobs, and they didn't have, suddenly there is a release. And there are minimum thousands of jobs will be released through this keystone. And it is, boom, suddenly it's released. Well, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. More. See, do you know, let's connect it even to the other, to another degree, to something else, that for, since the early 70s, at least, maybe a little bit before then, but the OPEC nations have been financed by the wealth quite a bit of the West and quite a bit by the American resources going there to Arab sheikhs. And a lot of the financing went, when they had access, to evangelize for the sake of Sharia and the Islamic. There are multiple thousands of Islamic schools that have been financed, what they call madrasas, all over the world. Because of, and in an extreme form of the teachings of Sharia, which oh man, some of you may need, if you don't know about it, you can do some more research on it. But it means there is only one God, and that is the God of Islam. And everybody, including Christians especially and Jews, must bow to the name of another God who is not Jesus. And so this was financed by, I mean, as a side point, I'm going to point out that we were financing through those resources that were released. Now, if the American oil industry, which is being planned, is able to be released, there will not only be hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of new jobs, millions of Americans giving jobs, but the resources will be kept here. We'll be financing, I hope and pray, the Church of Jesus Christ and financing evangelization of the nations through the resources, and we can, every church can send forth 10, 20, 50 missionaries around the world. I mean, let the resources be turned around that we could finance in the thousands all the leaders that Samuel raised up, not just Samuel, but I mean that the resources are loosed for people, the nations to be touched. So that's the vision we want to see. It's not for selfish reasons. We are praying the next level of prosperity and provision for America. So that's kind of the trigger point. I'm seeing these trigger points that the Western nations, the places where Jesus has been exalted for the last, we are celebrating the 500 years of Reformation this season. Well, I want to celebrate that we are going to take it to the next level. That the 500 years ago, those people had a vision to take the gospel to the world. And the whole principle of the Christian work ethic. And through that, the Christian prosperity, I mean, it emerged in North Europe, or wherever, like Europe, like Germany and Scandinavian. Great Britain became a mighty empire. And it influenced its culture, the freedom, and the Judeo-Christian principle, even though they may have had other names. I mean, they were instrumental in opening nation after nation. And one of the first things, if you look at David Livingstone or the whole thing of the these colonial empires going forward, one of the things that brought along was Christian schools, missionaries, things like that. Well, may the next 500 years be even 10 times, 100 times greater. So I hope I'm not, maybe I kind of smoked some kind of mushroom I didn't know about. But I am seeing that this, a prophetic people needs to lay hold, and we're going to prophesy. We are going to ask the Holy Spirit to anoint us to see it a hundredfold. I mean, here, look at Matthew, Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. And then Jesus says, here it says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask. Tell your neighbor, ask, neighbor. And I heard God say this week to me, really in a sense as a representative of the Church of Jesus Christ, saying, I thought you'd never ask. Have you heard people, you know, well, I've been waiting to do. I thought you'd never ask. Well, we need to ask. Anointed apostolic asking. Let your asking be sanctified by the glory of God. God wants you to anoint your asking. And so that his kingdom would be extended. And if, you know what includes in that is prosperity. I remember when Kenneth Hagin, one of his stories, he had great stories like mine. He loved telling stories like I did. And he said, when in one of his first, as a young pastor, he had this family who owned a company. And then the husband died, and the wife who inherited that, frankly, and this is Brother Kenneth's language from what I understood at that. I mean, I heard this, I think, 40 years ago or 35 years ago. But he was sharing that the wife was, I mean, he just had fallen in love with her, but she was kind of dull. It was where, you know, she was never top of her class. She was, I mean, not the sharpest knives in the set. And suddenly, the husband dies who founded the company, and the whole thing comes on her. And he, as a pastor, was just terrified of what would happen to her. He knew definitely it would go bankrupt, and she didn't have the wherewithal to run that. And he said the one thing she got hold of was tithing. She loved to tithe. And as she tithed, that was a story about what God's resources. God just, boof, anointed her, and that company prospered like it had never prospered under the husband. And it was just the Lord watches over certain simple people who believe in the simplicity of the gospel and the word of God. So anyway, but I want us to just in that simplicity but anointed faith increase the level of our asking to get to that church that was the simple people who are being persecuted like nobody else. But the glory of the Spirit of God came upon these people. And they were persecuted, they were killed. It was tremendous persecution. And yet these guys believed, and the glory of God came. And prosperity, like they still can't shake off the prosperity in some of those nations. It came because of the Reformation. It came because of communities who believed the Word of God is real. Yeah. Jesus yeah. is truly King of Kings, and His Word is alive and active and full of power. So anyway, it is no longer, in the verse before is, it's no longer the season of pearls before swine is over. We're going to listen. We're going to pay heed. We're going to ask, anointed asking. Say, Lord, anointed asking.
Lord, anointed asking.
And anointed seeking.
Anointed, anointed.
Say, anointed seeking.
Anointed seeking.
And anointed knocking. So we ask for the glory of the gospel. We ask for the increase of His kingdom. We ask for territorial and apostolic spheres to increase.
Yes. Yes.
And with that, it cannot be done without every business coming into the millionaire, multimillionaire. Just like that woman, she may have been simple, but the glory touched her business. So it went to the next level, that it comes on us and our children. And we ask and say, it says, just a few verses down, I will connect this. But I mean, I'm excited here right now. But if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? How much more? How much more? That is a key word. I want you to write it. How much more? How much more? How much more? Shababa. Kiraba. Namakibo. Shabaka. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Not the whole the thing about, well, God is going to give me just enough. And God will supply according to the level of good works or how well I behave. Or God will meet the financial needs, but only limited resources. So it's like we have almost, I'm not denigrating anything, but it's like a welfare mentality we have, is that we got a small pie, and the pie is getting smaller and smaller, and so may we have enough that we can share this little pie of mine. The pie is not like this. It's giant. Pastor, I brought you a chicken pot pie. I said, well, thank you. Well, it's like this size. Can you imagine? I mean, that it's unbelievable. And he said, come on, I can only eat this, but that's all right. I had a big eyes. I'm going to. So that's, I want us to get into that revolutionary reformation. The next reformation is beginning. If we are celebrating the 500, what does that mean? It means the next chapter is rising up, and you and you and you are the new representatives of the new age of reformation. What about the next 500 years? We celebrate the 500 years before, but it's mainly to those people who have gone before us the most of the credit. Now we need to take up the flag of glory and run forward. So he supplies according to the standard of his prophetic, not only his wealth, his own wealth, but his own prophetic vision for the nations. These are, Brother Derek, these coming days are going to be the greatest days of the Holy Spirit, because he's going to shine as never before. It's not, I mean, I'm glad we can shine, but it's because it's reflected light from the shining forth of the greatest era of the Holy Spirit. So may your seed have the glory multiplication. God wants to abundantly supply all, not only your needs, but the needs of the church, so we can do more. My thing was, I was glad we could do 100 heat the families, 100 Indian families. But God said, why aren't you thinking of supplying for 200,000 Indian families? And I said, I want to slap myself. I mean, you know, but it's well, I feel like I'm getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. How much more? Tell your neighbor, how much more? So, ask for more than enough. So that we're going to ask for the nations. We ask for this nation, excuse me, that millions of new jobs. So this nation can do greater than what we have ever done about missionaries and sending help to apostolic servants in every nation. And outpouring, how much more the Lord give us signs and wonders and miracles. How much more? Praise God for the days of Branham and A.A.L. and Oral Roberts and Catherine Kuhlman, but I'm asking for much more. Praise God for that lady who came and last Good Friday a year ago. We had, four or five documented stage 4 cancers healed that night. Well, we're praying for more. Lord, give us more miracles of breakthroughs and stage 4s being healed. Oh God, more of your Holy Spirit, more mercy, more forgiveness. How much more? And seek Hosea. I better shut up. We can do more. We'll do more. I couldn't see my watch. Anyway. Hosea 10. And it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fellow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord for more, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So break up the fellow ground. We have allowed, and especially where the church is concerned, there is so much fellow ground. We need to expand our vision. I praise God for some of the stuff he is. Oh, but it's a new season of more. God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit as never before. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'll talk more about seeking and knocking, maybe. But we pray tonight for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for all the churches and places where churches and brothers and sisters are being persecuted and are even being killed. We ask for the glory to come on these. We pray for all those in authority in our nation. We pray for President Donald Trump, for Mike Pence, and all negative things, anything that would be planned against us. Any conspiracies would be bound. That the Lord will break open. That God will bring to the surface anything that would try to hurt those that God people have elected to be their president. And Lord, conspiracies and negative things, bring it out from the shadows, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for laborers, for missionaries, and your servants are serving in the nations, like the servants even tonight that we had a chance to pray for, who are being thrust out as laborers in your harvest. We pray for those in prison, Lord. Those held captive in nations that persecute the church of Jesus. Hallelujah. New level of glory, come and be loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask and it shall be. How much more? Thank you, Lord. Say more, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand up for a moment. Say more, Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.